remember I wanted a realistic DX440 radio for my collection. And I found this one, I think, on Marketplace or something. It was cheap, too. It was $30. Untested. I didn't care. It was clean. It was mint. I'll take it. I don't care if it didn't work. I'll fix it. So I told the guy, I said, you know, make sure you pack her up good and everything, because these guys, he was sending it USPS mail, U.S. mail. And I told him, I said, please make sure it's packed right and everything. I don't want to have to, open the box and find two pieces of the radio that I'd have to glue together. I wouldn't go that route, but anyway, the radio shows up. I go out on the porch. I get it. The box is no bigger than the radio. Probably just about a couple millimeters bigger than the radio. I thought, oh, shoot, here we go. I shake the box. I hear the radio bouncing around there, and I thought, oh, man, I know I'm going to open this thing up. It's going to, knob's going to be busted off and stuff. I pulled it out of the box. No, nothing happened to it, man. It was just as mint as the pictures. Nothing happened to it, and I put some power to it, and it works. I didn't have to do nothing to it.